Welcome to Hot Off the Wire, a daily podcast that looks at the top news, business, sports, and entertainment stories as reported by the Associated Press. I'm Terry Lipschitz, senior producer for Lee Enterprises and your curator of news. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire through Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss daily news updates. And now, the latest headlines.
Former President Trump has claimed that he'll be arrested today. Law enforcement's been getting ready for any unrest, but there's no word yet from a New York grand jury investigating hush money payments to a porn star. The AP's Jennifer King.
Police in Manhattan dropped off barricades yesterday, making preparations as a grand jury shrouded in secrecy draws closer to a possible indictment of former President Donald Trump. Trump claimed over the weekend he expected to face criminal charges and urged supporters to protest his possible arrest. But reporters appeared to outnumber protesters at a pro-Trump gathering yesterday, where the AP spoke with Gavin Wax with the New York Young Republican Club.
This has never happened before. This is unprecedented.
I'm Jennifer King.
Thousands of public school workers in Los Angeles are walking off the job today over pay and other issues, a three-day strike that will shut down the school system. The AP's Donna Warder.
Workers in the Los Angeles Unified School District are walking off the job over stalled contract talks, and teachers will join them in solidarity. Demonstrations are planned across the city by members of the Service Employees International Union, which represents about 30,000 teachers' aides, special education assistants, bus drivers, and other support staff. They're fighting for better pay and increased staffing. The superintendent of schools, Albert Carvalho, accuses the union of refusing to negotiate, and he says he's prepared to meet at any time, day or night.
Japan's leader Fumio Kishida is making a surprise visit to Ukraine. He'll meet with President Zelensky. Tokyo says he'll show unwavering support for Ukraine. Saudi Arabia's freed a 72-year-old American who'd been in prison for more than a year over tweets critical of the kingdom's crown prince. That word comes from the man's son. Saud Al-Mahdi is a retiree who usually lives in Florida. This is AP News. Now to Norfolk Southern and an earlier train derailment in Alabama.
Federal safety regulators have determined why a Norfolk Southern train derailed in Alabama earlier this month. The National Transportation Safety Board says the Norfolk Southern train that derailed in Alabama lacked required alignment control couplers for two of its locomotives. And federal investigators say a company inspection did not identify the absence of the devices. The notation comes in one of three preliminary reports issued by NTSB about Norfolk Southern train accidents. The safety board was already investigating the fiery February derailment and toxic chemical burn in East Palestine, Ohio. The safety board says future investigation will focus on Norfolk Southern communication, maintenance, and inspection practices, as well as locomotive and railcar positioning and train handling. I'm Norman Hall.
Amazon plans to eliminate 9,000 more jobs. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
AP Sports, I'm Chuck Friedman. Coaches on the move in college basketball. Rick Pitino is headed back to the Big Apple. Pitino will leave his coaching job at Iona to take over at St. John's, getting a six-year deal. Former Notre Dame coach Mike Bray, who recently resigned, takes over at South Florida. In the NBA, Philadelphia celebrated its 40th anniversary of the 1983 NBA title. But it was all Chicago Bulls in the second overtime. The Bulls win at 109-105 over the Sixers. Bulls center Nikola Vucevic says the team showed a lot of fight for a big win.
This year, no matter what was going on, we always kept coming back and, you know, fighting back. You know, we had a lot of up and downs, a lot of tough losses, a lot of dumb things where we could have just kind of quit and gave up. But we keep battling. Obviously, you know, there's still a lot to play.
Memphis rallied late to beat Dallas 112-108. It was the New York Knicks getting 57 points from Julius Randle. Not enough, though, as Minnesota topped the Knicks 140-134.
We gave them confidence in a team like that that can really score the ball. You give them confidence early, you know, they're going to stick around.
Utah beat Sacramento. Memphis over Dallas as the Grizz rallied late. Charlotte over Indiana. And Golden State snapped an 11-game road losing streak in downing Houston. NHL, Florida defeated Detroit 5-2. Alexander Barkov set the Florida franchise record for most career points. Dylan Ferguson had himself a game in the nets for the Sens as Ottawa defeated Pittsburgh 2-1. Ferguson had 48 saves.
It's still sinking in, to be honest. You know, like my big focus tonight was just go out there and be me. Don't try to be anyone I'm not, and stay in the moment.
Colorado shut out Chicago 5-0. It was Los Angeles blowing out Calgary, and it was Edmonton defeating San Jose in overtime. Women's NCAA tournament, another number one drops as Indiana got beat by 9th-seeded Miami. World Baseball Classic, Japan over Mexico 6-5. Japan faces defending champ United States in tonight's championship round. Chuck Freeman, AP Sports.
AP News. I'm Ed Donovan. Portable metal barricades are at a Manhattan courthouse that could be used to block off streets or sidewalks. Former President Donald Trump predicted he could be arrested tomorrow as a New York grand jury continues to hear from witnesses. It involves hush money payments. Here's the AP's Mike Balsamo.
What we know from testimony before House and Senate panels, as well as testimony given in federal cases, is that Donald Trump did know about the payment that was made to Stormy Daniels. His personal attorney, Michael Cohen, has admitted that he was directed by Donald Trump to make that $130,000 payment to keep Stormy Daniels quiet, despite the fact that Trump said he had no knowledge of it.
Lawyers for former President Trump are attacking a special grand jury and prosecutors who investigated him in Georgia over the 2020 election, asking a state court to throw out its report and all testimony from the inquiry and bar Fulton County DA Fonnie Willis from continuing to investigate or prosecute Trump. President Biden issued the first veto of his presidency, a Republican measure that bans the government from considering environmental impacts or potential lawsuits when making investment decisions for Americans' retirement plans. At the White House today is the cast of TV's Ted Lasso. It's to promote mental health and well-being. Jason Sudeikis plays Ted Lasso.
Please, you know, we encourage everyone, and this is a big theme of the show, is like to check in with your, you know, your neighbor, your coworker, your friends, your family, and ask how they're doing. And listen.
Sudeikis says we all know someone or maybe someone who has struggled. Officials say two students have been injured in a shooting outside a Dallas area high school. Police arrested the person suspected of opening fire. The French government survived two no-confidence votes in the lower chamber of parliament proposed by lawmakers who objected to its push to raise the retirement age in France from 62 to 64. Stocks are higher at the close on Wall Street. This is AP News. Idaho is the latest state to allow executions by firing squads.
With issues surrounding the drugs for lethal injections, Idaho lawmakers have passed a bill that will allow a firing squad to execute an inmate as an alternative. There's one convict on death row who's had multiple postponements of his execution because the lethal injection drugs were not available. The Death Penalty Information Center says Mississippi, Utah, and Oklahoma also allow executions by firing squad. South Carolina passed a similar law, but it's on hold with a legal challenge. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Montreal's mayor is vowing to tighten regulation of Airbnb as a search continues for six people missing after a fire swept through a building that included Airbnb units in a historic city section where they are banned. Montreal police reported pulling the body of a woman from the rubble last night. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
A new report from a UN science panel warns that humanity is fast approaching the deadline for preventing the worst damage to the planet from climate change. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres with a warning.
Humanity is on thin ice, and that ice is melting fast.
Guterres is calling for an end to new fossil fuel exploration, and wealthy countries should stop using coal, oil, and gas by 2040.
The rate of temperature rise in the last half century is the highest in 2,000 years.
The science panel's report says to stay under the 1.5 degree warming target, the world needs to cut 60% of greenhouse gas emissions in the next 12 years. Co-author Christopher Trisos.
Action to reduce greenhouse gas emissions and adapt to the impacts of climate change is more urgent than previously assessed in AR5, and that this decade, actions in this decade, are critical for securing a sustainable future for all.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
Comedian and actor Adam Sandler accepted the Mark Twain Prize for American Humor in Washington at the Kennedy Center on Sunday. I'm Archie Zaraletta with the latest. Adam Sandler has a tendency to cast his friends in his movies, as those friends pointed out multiple times. Conan O'Brien joked so many of Sandler's friends were there to pay tribute because when Sandler's not working, they are not working. Drew Barrymore, Dana Carvey, Luis Guzman, Jennifer Aniston, and Chris Rock were among those honoring Sandler. Rob Schneider says Sandler's appeal is that he's an everyman.
You sense the anger underneath there? And you sense the frustration because you have frustration.
CNN will show the Mark Twain ceremony this coming Sunday. Three men have been found guilty in the killing of rapper XXXTentacion at a motorcycle shop outside Fort Lauderdale, Florida in 2018. I'm Archie Zaraletto with the latest. 28-year-old Michael Boatwright, 26-year-old Dedrick Williams, and 24-year-old Trayvon Newsom were each found guilty of first-degree murder and armed robbery. The three men will get mandatory life sentences in prison at a later date. They showed little emotion as the verdicts were read. A jury deliberated just over 7 days. XXXTentacion had just left a motorcycle shop in 2018 when he was shot repeatedly and robbed of $50,000 he had just withdrawn from a bank. A fourth man involved in the robbery had pleaded guilty last year to second-degree murder and served as a prosecution witness.
Tourists in Rome checking out the Pantheon will soon pay €5 for admission. Proceeds will be split between the Culture Ministry and the Roman Catholic Church. Tourists at the site were divided over the new fee.
It was really expensive to stay here, so the Pantheon, I think it's a very nice building, and for us to visit for free is wonderful.
So we are fully understand that it's necessary maybe to pay, you know, for the securing of the value, what is possible to see inside.
The Pantheon was built as a Roman temple more than 2,000 years ago. It was transformed into a church 14 centuries ago, and Mass is regularly celebrated there. For people holding a grudge in Hong Kong, one way to release their anger is to take part in a villain-hitting ritual. Edison Chan says he hopes the ritual will help cut out gossip and keep bad people away from him. Ritual practitioners, mostly older women, use a shoe to bash an image of the person who was the target of their customer's anger. One practitioner says many of her customers are people who have trouble at work or feel like they're being unfairly treated. She says she helps them by symbolically whacking the bad people away for a fee of 50 Hong Kong dollars. The ritual includes blessings from Hong Kong's goddess of the sea, as well as divine beings related to Buddhism. The markets in Iraq's Kurdish region are busy as people prepare for the spring festival of Nowruz, the Persian New Year. The holiday dates back to at least 1700 BCE and incorporates ancient Zoroastrian traditions. This year, however, Nowruz coincides with the Muslim fasting month of Ramadan. Shopper Dilgash Ihsan says having the two holidays at the same time creates a bit of a financial burden. In Iran, a fire festival related to the holiday sparked protests. Demonstrators chanted against the country's ruling clerics and hurled firecrackers at security forces. Hardliners have long condemned the fire festival as un-Islamic. I'm Walter Ratliff.
I'm Terry Lipschitz, thanking you for listening.
Audio provided by the Associated Press. Music is by SkillCell and provided through Pixabay. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss an episode.